You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 9th of March, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined online today by meteorologist Jeff Garman. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Well, it's been a nice pattern of some breaks and nice weather in between storms rolling in. What's this pattern we're in at the moment?
Well, kind of enjoy it today. You are going to start to see some high clouds working in from the north and northwest across the area. Those clouds are going to gradually pick up and ceilings are going to gradually start lowering as we go into the overnight period. And really towards the early morning hours into the morning hours tomorrow, we're going to start to see intermittent snow working across the area. Right now, you know, for southeast Alaska, the impact's not expected to be overly significant, although it is going to be different than what we've seen for the past couple of days across the area with the nice weather. That is changing, and we're going to start to see an increase in precipitation across the region. For the Petersburg area, really, we're looking at really a rain-snow mix as we get into tomorrow, but really tonight, with the colder temperatures in place, and we're still below normal on our on what we would typically be for this point in March for our overnight temperatures, you know, getting down to around 30 tonight. So we're probably looking at that precipitation tonight, you know, as it gradually picks up towards early morning and through the morning hours tomorrow, being mostly snow. We're looking at around an inch possible tonight, or being the more likely amount that we would get, you know, possible 2 inches, but that's less likely. We're thinking the snow is going to stay on, you know, towards the lighter side. As we get into the late morning tomorrow, as temperatures rise above freezing and we start getting towards the middle 30s, we're probably going to be looking at that switching over to all rain and really being rain through tomorrow night into Friday. And, you know, being we're warming up, probably seeing our daytime highs by Friday being around 41-ish, something like that, lower 40s. And then we'll cool back down a little bit going into the weekend, but we're still mostly looking at a rain, you know, periodic snow mix overnight. This time of year, as we all know, it tends to, you know, with increased daylight hours, it tends to be the snow tends to come at night, rain mostly during daylight hours.
Okay. Any significant marine winds forecast in the near future with any of these systems? Or,
you know, we do start to see as this system works in from the, you know, from the west here going through Thursday into Friday, some of the inner channels, we start to see 20, 25 knot winds. There could be periodic gusts up to around 35 knots. That's really, you know, today light winds, tonight picking up a little bit more, 15 to 20 knots. As we get into Thursday, that south to southeasterly flow picks up to around 20. And then that'll kind of carry on as we go into Friday, really.
All right. You have some updates on where we are with temperature and precipitation. It's been a wet start to the year so far.
It's been a wet start to the year. A little bit difference in the numbers between what we saw January into February. As we know, January was a lot colder. Snowfall amounts were a lot more January than what we saw for the Petersburg area as we got into February. You're a couple of degrees below normal on your average temperatures as we got through the month of January. That number really kind of changed as we got into February, where you were a couple of degrees warmer than what was typically seen. And we spent a lot of time above freezing in February. And as you would expect, we were quite a bit, you know, almost 9 inches above the January total of what would typically be normal or average for Petersburg in the month of January for snowfall. But as you look at the snow numbers in February, we were below, even though while I would say somewhere about four to 5 inches below normal on snowfall for February. When we look at the rainfall, look at the precip totals, which include the rainfall in that total for January into February, we were both months significantly above. Most of that fell as rain in February, particularly the mid to latter part of the month. You know, typically close to 8 inches would be normal liquid equivalent precip for the month of February, 14.3 inches almost for Petersburg in the month of February. So we did, as we get into March, we did start to trend a little bit cooler as we got to the, you know, here in the second week of March. getting to be a little bit below normal on temperatures. Right now, sitting slightly right at or below normal for precipitation. We are going to start to see where we're going to have the outlook for the next 2 weeks across the central panhandle, including Petersburg, looking really at, you know, precip numbers being above normal and temperatures being below normal. So this little cool down that we'll get going late in the weekend into early next week, we're thinking we'll kind of stick for the next couple of weeks.
So it's too early to take my snow tires off, huh?
I wouldn't do it just yet. Okay. I think we're going to see more snow. I wouldn't bet against it.
Okay. So. All right. Thanks, Jeff. Anything else we need to know this week?
That's it.
Thanks for the time.
Okay. Yep. It's a pleasure. Thanks, Joe.